No, not mechanical. I don't know how they got like that. Nah, not mechanical engineer. No, my dad's a mechanic at a Eastman Chemical Company is what it is. And my mom used to work there till she came down with lupus about 8 or 9 years ago. So she's just been at the house, but she's doing good though. You know, I think going into Oklahoma, I think, you know, you go in to win national championships. You know, we never did get that accomplished, you know, but just some kind of championship. You know, we won 2 Big 12 championships back-to-back, you know, so I accomplished, you know, most of the stuff I wanted to accomplish, you know, in college or whatever. And, you know, the game has just slowed down a whole lot, you know, so I just felt like it was that time, you know, I felt like I was physically ready to make the move. Oh, yeah, we talk at least once a week. Oh, he just told me, you know, it's going to be a lot more technique. It's almost like a dice game out there. You know what I'm saying? Dice game, chess game is what I meant. It's more like a it's more like a chess game. You know, everybody do a lot of practice. And, you know what I'm saying? They just small stuff about your technique. You know, that you're gonna have to work on every day. You know, that you normally wouldn't do in college. That, you know, you're gonna have to make sure you stay on top of it in the NFL. Greatest strengths probably just being, you know, just down the field threat, you know, deep threat. That's the part of the offense I played at Oklahoma was going downfield, making plays, and just good hand-eye coordination no matter where the ball is, you know, going up, being strong, getting the ball out the air, not waiting for the ball to come down and get you. And I think, you know, I really don't think it was a problem in college, but probably getting in and out of my breaks, you know, I never had a problem with getting open in college, but, you know, the NFL DBs are going to be a lot more swift and a lot more on point, you know, to breaking on your route. So that'll probably be the one one area in my game I need to improve in.
A lot of first-round wide receivers in recent years haven't panned out quickly or haven't panned out. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to sell yourself as I'm going to be a hit. There's not a risk here of a miss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you can come and run good times and stuff like that, you know, which I'm not running here. I'm running at my pro day. But, you know, you have to work out good, you know, but I mean the film, you know, you have to have good film. You have to show that you're going to go out all the time. And I think you have to be a quick learning in camp is what it is. You know, I think because a big part of the game is, you know, reacting instead of thinking so much. So if you can get out there and you're confident in your game and you can just get out there and be you and you learn the game quick, you know, it'll come a lot easier to you.
Just show a little patience to yourself. And
oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to get out there and the first day you get out there, it's just going to be, you know, gonna come to you unless you're Adrian. You know, unless you're Adrian Peterson, that's about it. But I was 6'3" and 5'8", I guess, something like that, and 224 pounds.
You are running or are running?
Oh no, I'm not. No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing everything in my pro day. I'm just gonna do everything then. So. Oh, well, see, actually, I had a quad issue during the bowl game, so I'm coming off of that. I wasn't treating it right. We were thinking it was one thing when it really was another, so I'm treating it the right way now, but I'll be full speed in my pro day.
What were you thinking it was?
Thinking it was just a thigh bruise is what I was thinking. End up in a quad strain. Yeah.
Is that why you're not running?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm not running.
A lot of big receivers aren't necessarily downfield threats. How have you been able to make yourself have both skills?
Yeah. Well, you know, you just have to work on it. I mean, a lot of that comes in the offseason, you know, as far as the offseason program and what you're doing in the offseason program. So, you know, I have a lot of room, you know. I mean, I was a deep threat, you know, in college, but those guys are going to be a little fast, you know, so it's going to have to be a little bit more work and, you know, getting your speed down and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, the work you put in the offseason determines how fast you're going
to
be on the field.
You have to work more on, like, post-up moves and some of the other things that you see big receivers like Burris and Owens and those guys taking advantage of their size and that stuff.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you can never be satisfied where you are. You know what I mean? If you're satisfied where you are, you aren't going to do anything but get passed up. You know, you're not going to get any better. So at all times, you know what I'm saying, I'm never satisfied with where I am. And it's a lot of, you know, I can improve in every single area of my game. So, you know, I have to do that and continue to do that going into the draft and into minicamp.
In your offense at Oklahoma, how much of what you were asked to do involved reading the defense, and how would you rate your ability to read the defense?
Well, you know, usually it was just, you know, reading the corners and reading the safeties, you know, as far as. So it was a lot of almost every route you had to determine what the safety was doing, where he was playing coverage or whatever, you know. So, you know, my reading coverage skills is real good. You know, it's just when it comes down to reading the linebackers and leading, you know, reading other guys on the field and stuff like that. But, you know, that'll just come with time and experience.
You hear a lot about big receivers being able to press coverage in the NFL. Can you talk about that and how you feel you'd be able to do that in the next level?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, just, you know, when those guys get up on you, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be some big guys too, you know, that play corner, but most of them, you know, are small, speedy guys, but, you know, you just kind of, I mean, you got to use technique, but when you're big and physical, you know, you can kind of just plow them out the way, you know, as you see Plaxico Burress doing all the time. So, you know, you use that to the best of your ability, use that to your advantage when it comes down to, you know, going against those smaller corners, you let them come in and think they're going to jam, you just move them out the way. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I believe I'll be able to run at that. You know, the highest I've ever played probably was about this past season. I probably played at about 218. You know, I was a good deep threat this year at 218. So, you know, I mean, my body has a lot more room to grow. And, you know, the system I'm in as far as working out and where I'm working out at, you know what I'm saying, everybody up there has been getting bigger and faster. So,
where is that?
CES Sports in Atlanta with Chip Smith. So,
who's your agent?
Chad Speck. As far as Cowboys. it'll be cool, you know what I'm saying? If I could play for them, you know, I surely wouldn't be mad at all if I got picked up by the Cowboys. But, you know, any team I can play for and make an impact, I'm happy for it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Yeah, well, I used to go outside when I was younger. I used to have my Michael Irvin uniform on. I wouldn't go play catch if I didn't have it on. I actually had a picture with him back when I was probably 7, 8 years old. So.
Is it one of those hutch outfits or?
Yeah, like plastic helmet with the jersey and the cleats and everything. So.
Is it the guy you emulate then?
Yeah. Well, back then I did. Now I like Roy Williams from Detroit now. I've been watching him ever since he was at UT, and he's the guy I like to look at the most.
Can you talk like Irvin?
Nah, I can't talk like him. Nah, I can't do that. Nah. The scheduled pro day is March 12th, but I'm actually pushing mine back to early April is when I'm going to do mine. So.
This is the quad?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some projections that have you going as high as 11 Buffalo. One, have you talked to them or plan to talk to them? And also, what would your thoughts be of maybe stepping in and playing opposite Miami?
You know, that'll be a real good thing, you know, especially, you know, a nice 1-2 punch like that. But the crazy thing is I don't even have an interview with the Buffalo Bills while I'm down here. So, you know, you never know. I'm just like I was talking to Jay Cutler. He's down there training where I am. The Denver Broncos didn't interview him the year he got drafted, and they picked him, you know. So you never know. You just have to approach every interview like, you know, they could be the people that are employing you. So.
Two more questions.
Jay? Oh, man, he's a great quarterback, you know what I'm saying? A real hard arm, real strong arm, you know, and him and Brandon Marshall down there training, you know, so he's good. Brandon Marshall's real good.
Here, which teams have interviewed you?
I've only interviewed two teams.
Even at this, oh, you were a junior.
Yeah, I'm a junior, yeah.
Thanks, guys.